Hello.
Yes, hello, good morning. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Abdul?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. We're just following up in regards to your account like we had talked about. Is it a good time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, a good time.
Oh, okay, okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Let me just go ahead and pull everything up. How did it go this weekend, Abdul? You get any calls?
It was good on Sunday, yesterday, but Saturday, Friday, it was rough, but Sunday, yesterday was good.
Sunday was good? Okay, let's see.
The 1st and the 5th.
1st and the 5th. Okay, for example, yesterday, the ad showed up 201 times to be exact. You got 12 clicks. In Dayton, for example, you got 23% of the impression share, right? Meaning out of all the searches that you made, all the searches that were made within that service area, you got 23%, which was 143 searches that where it came up in Dayton. And that was, like you said, 23%. In Columbus, you got about 10% of the impression share. So we showed up about 58 times. That was yesterday. Let's see, Saturday. In Saturday, you got 13 clicks. Good, so you got one more. And it was 180, it showed up 183 times. Let's see. But you did get a lower impression share. You were getting less than 10% in Dayton and about 12% in Columbus. Let's see here.
Do you think it's better to have two campaigns or one with the higher mileage?
Good question. Usually if we want to analyze the different markets, we do want the different campaigns, right? Performance wise, it shouldn't be affecting it as much. As you know, that there was an optimization process that we've been going through the first campaign, right? So the Columbus campaign is practically new in comparison, right? So that is we're still actively working on that campaign. So
what if we increase the in campaign, did like put all the budget towards the in campaign and increase it like 80 miles, it will touch Columbus. I don't know. Is this an optional thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and we can certainly test it out as well, right? I mean, at any point we can pause the Columbus campaign and then just put it all on Dayton. Right, and we can increase it, and we can test it out. Like you said, it goes to where the majority of searches are, which in theory should be Columbus, right? Because there's more people there. But
yeah,
like we said, we can certainly test it out either way. Set it as a $60 limit, or we can increase the limit, or you tell us.
Okay. So now if I want to do it like this, but I want more calls on the daily, so I don't know, like is it increase the budget, keep the budget, shrink the hours, increase the radius, how can we do this with the same budget, how we can increase like leads?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything, how can I keep the phone busy?
Yes, so like I said, one of the things that we're looking to address that our web developers are still working on is making sure that we modify every landing page on your website, right? We want to make sure that every page on your website is easy for your client to just hit call or just fill out the form as soon as they go in, right? Because like we said, if they go to a page where there's information, they need to dig to find the contact form, right? So That's definitely going to help us convert. In regards to the exposure, because you're showing up a very similar amount of times, right? About 200 times a day, right? The first, like you mentioned, it showed up 175 times. Well, on average, that's what you're being shown, right? Between 150 and 200 times. That's on both campaigns. So obviously, if we have a bigger daily budget, then we would get shown more, right? And that, of course, would take a larger impression share.
So we said if we spend $1,000, it would be 15%. Because last time I paid $550. You said, to be exact, it's $412. And that was, I think, higher than, what was that rate?
What was the percent? They still charged you at 20 that time. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Yes, because I don't know if you recall when we talked about the 15%, right? And you had a plan for both campaigns. We're going to do 1,000 on each, right? So it's going to be 2,000. So, for example, yes. March, we haven't reached it.
Okay, but if we charge the card $1,000 or the bank account $1,000 today, right? And I already put $550, and I paid 20% on that, or 25%, because you told me it was $412. So if you could guarantee that I get $850 worth of ads, you know I'm not going to leave it at that. Before the end of the month, I'm going to put the other $1,000. But right now, I can put $1,000 today.
Okay.
If you can guarantee that 15% go to management fee only.
Okay. Yeah, I could certainly talk to management. I mean, as long as you... Well, we can add the $2,000 within that month period, like we said. I'm sure that they will approve it. So it's just a matter of me getting in touch with them. I could get back to you in about an hour, Abdul, once I get an answer.
Okay, and then let's ask them if we could do it on $1,000. I mean, it's gonna be over $2,000 monthly, but every time I pay $1,000. Or whatever I pay, I'll just be at 15%, so I can keep going with you guys.
Okay.
Because the cost per click is too high, so I want to have a fixed rate for management fee monthly.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, let me go ahead and talk to management, and just make sure that you get that 15%, without any exceptions. Okay, because that's how it should be. But like we said, since we haven't reached that threshold, that's probably why. But I'll go ahead and just let them know what the plan is. Okay?
Yes, and if you can guarantee me $850 Google Ads, if I spend $1,000 today, let me know. Call me back so we can go ahead and process the payment.
Yes, sir. I can call you back as soon as I get an answer.
Okay? I appreciate you, Logan.
Thank you for the time there, Abdul. In the meantime, like we said, web developers are working on the website. So we'll keep a lookout on that. Okay, I'll just get in touch with you in regards to the ads.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you for the time. Have a good one. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.